nah, nah. We going back to Jimmy.
You never went to. You never finished the Jimmy Butler conversation.
No, don't say I. Yo, we didn't finish. I said weird.
Listen, listen, listen. I just want to say that Jimmy Butler deserves his credit. He needs his flowers some way, somehow.
He get them.
No, he doesn't.
He does not get his flowers at all. You want him to get superstar flowers
in this league for what he's doing for this organization? Because to be real with you, I'm not seeing a 33-year-old Kyle Lowry and going, oh, they're going to make a playoff run. I'm not seeing a Victor Oladipo who can't finish the season and go, oh, they're going to make a playoff run. DNP Duncan Robinson, for some reason, he just wasn't fucking playing last series. They were really handicapped by not playing that boy, and they still made something happen. Tyler Hero is not fucking putting fear in my heart in the fucking playoffs. I'm sorry, he's not. He's a great player. Bam and Jimmy. I just don't think he's crazy in the playoffs. Bam is a great player, but who else does Jimmy have aside from that? He's really making lemonade out of his lemonade.
Hey, nah. Come on, Mike.
I'm not going to say he has nothing, but I'm saying he doesn't got the star power that Jason Tatum has with Jalen Brown. Most people in the playoffs right now have multiple superstars on their team.
Slow down. Hold on. I swear to God, I was falling.
Even though I was against the whole Jimmy Butler superstar,
I swear I was following you.
What's up with Tyler Hero, though?
Until he said his supporting cast wasn't, like, to me, the
No, he said that he's... I'm
bro,
there,
what?
Bro.
Tyler Hero is not fearing you in the playoffs?
Like that's what I'm saying.
Okay. The playoffs. Let's stop acting like that, bro.
Nah, hey, come on, Mike, bro. You're supposed to be on my side.
Tyler Hero, though, I think he does not put no fear in the heart.
I think that in the playoffs, eventually with some more experience, he's going to be great. But I don't think right now he's putting fear in any fucking
body. He don't put no fear in nobody's heart.
Right now, they need players who are putting fear in their opponents because it's crunch time. It's literally now or never. So they need players who are putting... Jason Tatum putting fear in my heart. Jalen Brown, he's going to put some fear in somebody's heart.
Even Marcus Smart might even put
Even Marcus Smart.
Can I ask a quick question?
If you go on the other side of the Western Conference, everybody on every team, somebody's putting fear in someone's heart. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Jordan Poole with a nice little support.
Jordan Poole is putting fear in your heart?
Draymond Green putting fear in your heart?
No, defensively, Draymond is on the court. I'm not denying it.
Hold on now.
I'm talking about Jordan Poole. Let's stick to him. Jordan Poole is you're scared of him. The guy that keeps I'm not scared of him because the guy could go one for something.
You know what I want to know? I want to know how long have you considered Jimmy Butler to be a superstar? Like, how many seasons?
Maybe two or three.
Two or three? Yeah. Two for me. I ain't going to lie. Two for me.
Okay. You know what? Because honestly,
my fault.
Actually, you know what?
Three? I forgot that the bubble was 3 years ago now.
Exactly. That's why I said three.
Right. Yeah, the bubble that you all discredit. Got you. So
no, I didn't discredit it.
I'm just okay.
The whole year.
Everybody but Makai.
The whole year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you though. The last two or three seasons, you know, two or three. And like I said before, it fluctuates. You can become
who's in the Western Conference Finals?
Let me ask you a question, CMJ. Okay. While you're discrediting him, was he not the best player on the Sixers during that run?
Who?
Jimmy Butler. Wait.
Listen to what I'm saying.
During that run, not right now, during that run, even Joel Embiid said it. So
The run where they didn't make the conference finals.
Due to the lucky shot.
I get what you're saying, and I get that you're playing off of the "what have you done for me lately."
But I get what you're
actually putting on Jimmy Butler or
real
teams. Like, how much of this weight are you putting on Jimmy?
Okay, hey,
especially in Philly, a lot of that did not fall on Jimmy.
That's a good question. No, Philly, No, I give. Listen, Jimmy Butler. I don't get on Jimmy Butler like I would get on James Harden, because James Harden, he's collapsed in the playoffs. He's choked.
I don't know what the fuck wrong with James.
But Jimmy Butler, like, okay, so did he or did he not make the playoffs with that Minnesota team? Somebody clarify that for me right now.
You know what?
I'm looking into that. Okay,
I'm looking into that right now.
Okay,
he was the AFC.
That's what I remember.
That was right before the play-ins, though. That's before they had
play-ins. Yeah, that was before the play-ins. He was the AFC.
Also, you have to bring that into accountability, too.
He ain't never touched the play-in.
Play-ins is brand new.
Oh, so yeah, there's a lot of people that would not ever even have this chance
because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's another thing why we give them so much power playoffs, but –
And then you know what?
If you take out the play-in, you got some teams in here that's not making it at all.
And since Makai said that, you know what else? You know what makes it worse? It makes you look even worse that you fall short in the play-in and extra opportunity to make the playoffs. Exactly. So I'm just saying, like, and I'm not saying he looks worse for that. I'm just saying, like, you know, they just didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying he looks bad for that, because I never thought Jimmy Butler was a bad player.
But
I
y'all
never
looked at Jimmy Butler and said he was weak. For Ben Simmons to fuck up that series.
I'm talking about Minnesota now. Okay. But Minnesota, they
made it.
That's why, listen, said, bro, Jimmy Butler, I've never looked at Jimmy Butler and said, oh, Jimmy Butler, weak. Like, he not going to show up. Like,
remember,
said,
he was showing up with the 8th, 9th, and 10th players. And
I was balling up. That's because Karl Anthony Towns is soft. And he been soft. So that's it. But anyway,
those seven, eight, and ninth players are all in Miami.
Let's not forget which name was on that team too, Wiggin.
And they had Russell, didn't they?
Kevin Garnett was.
I was about to say Russell, but I don't think they had Russell. I don't think
they
traded Russell for Wiggin.
I don't think they had Russell.
Nah, Russell got there after he made an All-Star game in 2016.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, right? Yeah, he was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Me.
That's
so
another bounce around player.
His bounce around is so weird, though.
Like, I know.
He's solid.
It's not like he was playing bad to get bounced around like this.
Hey, who better?
Zach LaVine,
better?
Too.
Who better, D'Lo or Lonzo?
Ooh, I'm gonna go with Lonzo.
I'm gonna go with Lonzo. Only brought up the question. I know it's a little off topic, but I only brought up the question because of what Ty said about Lonzo yesterday.
I was thinking to myself, really?
Are you going because of durability or something else?
Both. Like,
honestly, it's really just a hard question.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, Lonzo been hurt, but D'Lo ain't had to. He ain't been like the most healthy. Like.
He ain't been All-Star D'Lo since he's been All-Star D'Lo. I'll say that much.
Okay.
Hey, that Brooklyn D'Lo was different though.
That's what I'm saying. Brooklyn D'Lo was on the green light.
He was like, they're not giving him the green light. I will say that a lot of people's situations change.
Exactly. You know what though, and I think D'Lo don't got the green light in Minnesota,
but Mike Beasley do.
But I think that him being in Minnesota is a hindrance to his growth because I have
a question for you, CMJ though.
Yes.
Since we're talking about roles changing, is it fair to say that Miami Heat Jimmy Butler is a superstar because his role is required him to be there?
Well, that's why I asked. That's why I went ahead and asked the question, because I don't think I was gonna. I wasn't being clear about the whole superstar thing. That's why I asked the question. How long have you guys considered him to be a superstar? Like, for how many seasons? Because he's been on the Heat three years now. Yeah, so. I said he was the Heat's superstar like a week ago. Like, he is the Heat's superstar. But that's discrediting.
But you're still taking his flowers from him.
Yeah, I am.
It's like giving somebody a dandelion and blowing it before they can get it.
that's for real. That's like giving them a full bouquet and then taking half of it.
Y'all crazy.
You about to get married? Yeah, he's standing up,
superstar. He's definitely the superstar. Me.
You up here? I was like proposing, standing up. Like,
that nigga saying, "I am jerk."
That boy proposed standing up. Like, that's not. We can't. I'm not taking that scene.
I think, well, listen. A lot of superstars. Okay, like LeBron James and Kevin Durant, they've been on multiple teams, and even though that was honestly mostly by their own choice, like nobody, like Minnesota decided not to retain Jimmy Butler. Same thing with Philadelphia, even though we all knew.
Hey, listen, the players that you just named, Hall of Famers.
Jimmy Butler should be a Hall of Famer, though.
Naming are in a different stratosphere.
But I think Jimmy Butler should be a Hall of Famer. That's one too. Giannis, he's only 27. And he has more accolades than Jimmy Butler. Steph Curry, I get it. He's also in another stratosphere. If you want to, because he's the greatest shooter. He, you know, blah blah blah. Okay, let's cut. I'll bring you down to young superstars. So let's talk about Luka. Let's talk about Jason. Let's talk about. Okay, so Luka.
Giannis had a great run.
What you mean had? Giannis still going?
Right. He got swept the year before that finals run. I'm just telling you that.
But I'm just saying,
like, he had a great run.
The Heat superstar.
That was in the bubble, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just saying the bubble that
it was 4-0, though, right?
I will say this. The bubble didn't count.
No game. Zero game.
Hey, you know what, though?
Michael said it best. Bubble, blacktop.
Michael said it best. Oh, me. A bubble didn't count, but that is unacceptable.
That is unacceptable. That's like if LeBron had that
no game.
Round,
we would have been like, no game.
Listen to this. Hey, if it's unacceptable.
As much as Giannis be talking about like mentality and all that.
Hey, but you know what? Giannis made up for it by winning a championship, and he beat Kevin Durant to get there.
True.
Okay.
That's the only reason why it's not talked about.
Anymore. Hey, actually, he beat Trae Young to get there, but he also beat Kevin Durant.
Jimmy Butler beat Trae Young. I also want to say this.
Jimmy Butler may not have done as much as all these other people.
Wait, hold on. Y'all both. What?
I don't hear none. We gassing Luka. I don't hear none about the Jazz.
I don't be gassing Luka like that.
I gas Luka like that?
I said Luka name one time.
I'll
protect Luka because I mean Luka was a pro before he was in the pros anyway. He knows how to do it. That
boy's been playing against people growner than Devin Booker.
He may not have done as much as Young, but like
Young.
Everybody's path to stardom is definitely different. And I feel like maybe his late career has made him a superstar.
Butler?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's why.
You keep comparing him to like Jason Tatum and it's like going.
I compared him to LeBron too.
And it's cool. Like, you feel me? He made this long run. If Jason Tatum get hurt tomorrow and never play again, Jimmy Butler has automatically done more than him. You feel me?
I get what you're saying. I really do. Let's not wood on that. You feel me? Because we don't want Jason Tatum to get hurt. Also, Jason Tatum has been in more conference finals than Jimmy Butler.
I thought they both went to two.
Is it only two for Tatum?
Hey, no, it's his third.
I think this is JT's second one.
It's his third.
It's his third.
Okay. Oh, it's his third?
He's only been
in the league for four years. So
it's been like, to three conference finals.
Boy, good as fuck.
I'm just saying, and I get it. You know, like Butler, six-time all NBA or six-time All Star, something like that.
He said five-time all defensive.
Yeah,
four-time all NBA.
And that most means more bells to me than you get to the conference finals.
I mean, didn't Tatum make all NBA this year? Or am I tweaking? Like, he probably did.
Not yet.
I think he made second team. Yeah, he's going to make all NBA. So, and Brown, I don't know where Brown going to make. I ain't going to lie.
Is Ja Morant a superstar?
No.
Go ahead and answer that.
He's not. Donuts in the parking lot.
Answer your big dog.
Bro, listen. y'all can't throw the accolades at me about Young Super. He just got into the league, like, and on top of that, he just like Luka, right? But hold on. Okay, Luka's literally carrying his team right now. I don't want to hear nothing about that. He's literally
Ja Morant didn't just carry his team.
John Morant, he was
no John Morant, no playoffs. Facts.
I don't know. Facts. Wait, y'all can't say that. They went 20.
No John Morant.
You gotta understand what John Morant brings to Memphis. He
I do understand what John Morant brings. Wait. Hold on.
Hold on, folks.
Because y'all wasn't around when I was saying this, bro. When I said,
I think John's a superstar right now,
bro. If Memphis would have forced,
if Memphis would have fucked around,
if Memphis would have forced Game Seven,
if they were supposed, John Morant is that nigga.
No, they
y'all
were if,
been screaming bro, it from the top no, of y'all bro, lungs. John Morant. Oh my God.
No, I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have said that. Well, I mean, I was already saying that, but
yeah, exactly.
Hold on. I would have doubled down on it if they would have.
Bro, he was on the Memphis train.
Can I finish? Bro, if they would have forced Game Seven, I said that they had to play Ja, no matter what, because it was clear too at the end of Game Six, guys like Jaren Jackson Jr., Dylan Brooks, you don't want them having the ball at the end of the game,
and that's a fact.
Wait, hold on, Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks is
oh, hell no, hell no, don't start that again.
Don't do that to him. I'm the only one who called out that next game, and I told y'all
that was one game.
He's not a bum, but he's not a bum.
But I just didn't like how y'all was putting him down like he was a bum.
He's not a bum. He's not a bum.
Can I say this for that series, bro? Can I say this before I walk in there and get my food? I'm gonna let y'all talk while I'm going in there. Check this out. Dylan Brooks not a bum, but when you play like one. I'm gonna call you a bum.
That's a fact.
You a bum. Like, bro, next year you come back.
You telling Steph Curry rah-rah in his ear.
On me.
Like, you can't back it up.
You can't back none of it, bro. What?
Hey, okay, but okay, so
I'm sorry, I'm mad because they should have won this.
Arguably, who can talk shit to Steph and back it up? And LeBron, be honest.
LeBron, KD, Kyrie, Giannis, Luka, to be honest.
Hey, look, here you go.
Ja, like Jimmy. Honestly, I'll give Jimmy credit, bro. Jimmy, Ja, bro. No. Bro, Ja, yeah, nah, no, yeah, you sleep, bro. Ja won the Timberwolves series. He was gonna win the Golden State series if he hadn't got hurt. And that was gonna be
as
minus
a Warriors fan, I can contest to that may have happened.
A test. But
attest,
I get what you
contest.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck, he would have made it a contest. I know that.
But you know what? Like the Warriors handled their business though, because the Warriors it wasn't supposed to go to Game Seven, and it didn't. So like, yeah, they handled their business with me.
I mean, we're going to get a championship this year. We might have to pay Jimmy Butler to do it, but we're going to give him.
It looked like, I hate to say it, it
you
like
think
Boston.
You think the Mavs really going to fuck with us, bro?
No, it looked like Boston going to win it all.
That's what you know what? Like, bro. I'm not a fan of the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
I respect them, but I'm not a fan of them. Thank you.
Oh, here we go.
So for your answer for that, no, I want everybody to beat the Warriors.
As a non-hater of the Warriors, do you really think the Mavs with just Luka can fuck with us?
I do, actually, because it's not just Luka anymore. They proved it was Brunson, too. And them other boys, honestly, like... And
I'm not going to lie to you. We're not worried about Brunson.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't giving none of them dudes credit until they started, like, actually playing. Like, they'll tell you. I'm talking down about Spencer.
I don't care what nobody say.
I'm talking down about Spencer.
Because what you said...
We really been here before, though.
I really think Jalen Brunson's going to, like... He's really going to show up this series because nobody expects him to.
He not like that.
I'm gonna be real with you. We've been
you gotta
here before.
Guard
that matters.
Or Steph Curry, bro. He not ready for that.
We've been here before, and that matters. That's all I'm saying. What you eating, Charles?
Man, he over there. He over there ruffling the bag and all.
Hey! I gotta be careful with that, bro. Cause that shit get in the audio, bro.
Yes, yeah, no, it's in there. Now we here.
It's in there. It's in
we
there.
We hear you opening the.
And for real,
that's because I got both.
You know what? Let me go ahead and just...
Why you think I asked?
Look, listen to me.
Hey, look. I just took
make sure it's nice and open before you do the intro.
Bro, I took the bag off.
All that out.
Look, I took the bag off.
Okay. Yeah, just make sure it's nice and do all that.
I'm going to take this off, too. take this part off too. So
yeah, you, but you got ranch?
Hell no, nah, bro. Y'all eat that dirty shit. Don't eat no fucking ranch, man. That nigga crazy.
Nah, nigga, you crazy. I ain't never heard a nigga not eat ranch, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, man. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't know, but we gonna let you have that though.
Yeah, nigga, cause y'all niggas weird.
Nah, go ahead, eat them plain James.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Go Talk. I got my boys.
McConnell used to say Alan's name, bro, cause he not even here. I got Michael, Chuck, Makai cracking up right now. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway, bro, I don't even know. Listen, we about to wing it this episode. You know what I'm saying? We gonna talk basketball. We gonna talk football. We just gonna talk. We just gonna talk at this point, because we didn't have a 70 minute production meeting.
70 minutes. That shit's like 76.
But yeah, man. The first thing I want to get into with the guys is this whole Jimmy Butler superstar thing. You feel me? And we talked about it for a long time, but, you know, they want me to clarify my position on what a superstar is. So,
thank you. Yes.
I'm going to get that out the way.
I've been waiting for this, like the Lord to come back.
So we can stop disrespecting people who need respect.
You feel me?
I mean, listen.
And give respect to the disrespected, damn, for sure.
Like, who am I disrespecting, bro? Like
Jimmy Butler. Jimmy fucking Bucket.
Okay,
first
besides
off,
Jimmy Butler.
Do your explanation of a superstar, and then we'll tell you who you disrespected.
A guy who, I mean, listen, it's automatically a guy who elevates his team, bro. Honestly, there's no superstar in the league that doesn't elevate his team.
Okay,
numbers. Okay.
Did Jimmy Butler not elevate the Miami Heat when he got
there? You gonna ask a question after everything I say, or
you don't have to break down every sentence in your phrase.
It's not that I'm getting ready to say things that's about to discredit Jimmy Butler. Like some of these things Jimmy Butler does, I'm not about to say anything that's about to just go, Jimmy Butler don't do it, so I'm gonna say it. Like what? No.
I feel like what you're about to say is a contradiction to him being a superstar, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, numbers, accolades, longevity. Like, I get it. He does have all of that. But there's certain things, too. Like, why haven't teams retained him? Like, why haven't teams retained Jimmy Butler? Real talk. Like,
people don't like that.
Does that
like
what?
Everybody don't.
Everybody doesn't like it.
I know what I'm fucking talking about. Shut the fuck up because I know how to fucking win. Fuck you. Everybody doesn't like that because you bought
here to fucking
win.
How does he know how to win?
So shut up and let
him
win.
Win what? What has he won? Win what?
And with the Minnesota Timberwolves, he needed to prove to them, look, you niggas brought me here to help y'all win, and y'all not letting me help y'all win. So now it's fuck y'all. Let me go. I actually don't want to come back.
No, I get what you're saying, even though he's never won anything, but I get what you're saying. I do 100%, but he's not like, it's not like he, man, I can't keep saying LeBron. I need a better player to use. No, for real, I'm trying to.
Yeah, think, use somebody who made the playoffs this year.
Ooh.
How about that? Because superstars were in the playoffs this year, so use somebody like that.
I mean, LeBron was hurt, AD was hurt, you know what I'm saying?
LeBron wasn't in the playoffs, so stop saying his name. Use somebody who was in the playoffs.
Did anybody ever been an MVP? Ever been considered for an MVP? Like, no. How, bro, and it's crazy because how many superstars do you know win most improved player? And don't say John Morant.
Paul George.
What is the MVP?
Paul George superstar?
What is the MVP consideration? What is
Come again?
That?
Yeah, if you don't win this,
if you are top five,
if
you are top five in vote getting at the end of the season, I'm going to consider you to be in consideration.
Okay, well, you don't consider Jimmy Butler a GOAT for making the finals and losing. I don't care that you were considered for the MVP. You didn't win it.
All right, what is the consideration?
But Jimmy Butler, so being considered for the MVP means nothing.
You don't get a consideration award.
Okay, Jimmy Butler, how many times has he won Defensive Player of the Year?
Five
times?
Yeah. He was just all defensive.
Hey, I was about to be like, whoa.
No, but you know how you get five defensive titles. Well, sorry, not five. Wait, five all NBA defensive teams. That means he's also playing both sides of the ball. And Tony Allen never been a DPOY. Some people think that superstars can be somebody that's one dimensional, one type of player. Right? I like Jimmy Butler and that he's a superstar because of the accolades. Because he can go to multiple teams and change the landscape of the team. Also, one thing that Jimmy Butler does differently than a lot of other quote-unquote superstars is play both sides of the ball. Facts. He plays the best person on offense.
Klay Thompson also never defense. Been a DPOY.
They don't always go for the best player on defense when they're on defense and all that. They don't target players. They just feel like they already got the motion. Sorry, not the motion, but the notion of their status already.
Not comparing Jimmy to Kobe, but Kobe also never won a DPOY. He strapped shit. So go ahead.
No, I
even get on no Kobe train because I'll be on this motherfucker by myself, man. Because Kobe don't have a lot of accolades that a lot of people would consider.
But... Yeah, he need a few MVPs that he missing, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, no, my bad. I'm trying to. I always say my
criteria. For sure, Steve Nash took one of them. Any sense. We ain't gonna even go there. Rest in peace, my boy.
And I know probably like y'all really like might not have this off the top of y'all dome, but how many times has Jimmy Butler led the league in any major statistical category? Steals, rebound, anything, points?
I'm looking it up right now.
No, I'm looking it up right now too. I'm trying to find it. But that's why I'm just also writing down my criteria too, because I said accolades, numbers, elevation of team, league leader in any statistical category. I will say ever, because at this point, you know, like Jimmy Butler, he's only getting older, and I could say like he could become a superstar. I think he's gonna.
We could say the same thing for your superstars.
Which ones? Because and
Luka Doncic.
And why do y'all keep bringing up? Why do y'all keep trying to get on me for like getting like naming young superstars, like young superstars? Like why can't these like right now?
Because based on what you just said, labels a player a superstar. These players
and you also threw in longevity. Those were your words.
Hold on. Yeah.
Things that Luka Doncic doesn't have. Yes, he has early success, but he doesn't have longevity.
He has everything else though. Accolades, numbers, elevation of team, league leader in statistical categories. He doesn't lead his team in major statistical categories.
You said league lead.
I did say league leader.
Is Klay Thompson a superstar?
Nope.
Not this year.
Has he ever been a superstar?
How about that?
Klay Thompson was ever a superstar.
Yes.
He's never led in anything. So
I never thought he was a superstar.
True.
You never thought the nigga who was icing games dropped 33 in one fucking quarter was a superstar?
Nope.
You're an op.
Nope.
Well, no.
You're an op.
He's right based on his knowledge of how he deems a superstar. It would have to be stats and accolades and things. So Klay Thompson doesn't win any awards every year.
League leader in any sense, like y'all keep pointing out one thing, like he didn't lead the league. And like, okay, did he elevate the Warriors?
Yes. Klay Thompson, no championship.
No Curry, no championship. No Draymond, no championship. You can say no Iguodala, no championship. You can literally say that. Like,
okay. Here's the thing, though. Iguodala was a key piece. Draymond was a superstar at the time.
Superstar.
Yes. Iguodala was a key piece to us winning. Yes. We could have swapped Iguodala the fuck out. I can guarantee you that.
Okay, at the time. We're talking about at the time. Okay.
But at the time, Draymond was definitely a superstar, and Iguodala was an interchangeable piece. We were just lucky to have an Iguodala who was Iguodaloing.
Okay, so you telling me that at that time, you telling me at that time,
perfect role player.
Hold on. No, real talk. You telling me at that time the Warriors had three superstars?
Yes, we did, and the league knew it. That's why they were all stars every year.
They were all stars because they deserved it for sure.
The league did know it one because that's why the whole scape of the changing of super teams started to come out with that shit too. Don't forget that's why they started to do it. They weren't calling them a superstar team before. I mean, they were calling them a superstar team before KD got there. So who was the third superstar?
Did you say Draymond?
Yeah,
Draymond
he kind of went out a little bit. That's why I asked. Anyway, I really feel like it's messed up because I feel like the younger players are at a disadvantage. Like, bro, like, can they have a chance? Like, you guys are watching the same thing I do. And you telling me, excuse me, I'm sorry. I was eating a piece of chicken. you guys telling me y'all don't see the same thing? Like, okay, Devin Booker, he proved to us that he's not superstar yet. You get me? Tatum, he's not proven to you that he's superstar. He's not, like, Luka's not proving to you right now, especially in the playoffs right now. Like,
okay, so for your instance, I would have Devin Booker proven more than.
Okay. So having a bad series just eliminates you?
No. Wait. It wasn't just a bad series. He didn't show up in any of them fourth quarters. No, I mean, not any of them fourth quarters. I'm sorry. He didn't show up in game seven of that fourth quarter, and he did the same thing last season in game seven. And you're supposed to be on the come up. You're supposed to be that guy. No, he didn't. No, game set. Wait, was it game six? You sure? Oh, I'm tripping. My fault. But yeah, he did the same thing. He disappeared in the last game. So you can't. I'm not going to consider, bro. The moments matter too. I'm
going to put that in my criteria. Hold on.
Showing up in big moments. Showing up in big moments. Big moments.
If moments matter, Jimmy Butler.
And that's the main reason for years I never said he was a superstar, because honestly, as good as he was, a lot of times in the big moments, he would not show up. He would be
what?
No, before. What?
When was Jimmy Butler?
Before Miami. No, listen.
Oh my God.
Bro, when was Jimmy not showing up?
Seriously, Jimmy Butler wasn't like Mr. Clutch.
But he wasn't fucking Anderson on his team.
Hold on.
A year before that,
he played with D Wade.
Jimmy Butler is clutch.
And D Rose, players.
Jimmy
who...
Is Jimmy Butler clutch?
Yeah. Axe Sixers. They wouldn't have made that.
Is he? He is. Defensively and offensively.
He definitely is.
And I think being defensively clutch is way more important than being offensively clutch, which is even more of a reason for this boy to be a superstar.
Homie's really trying to show me right now.
Because who you think is sticking, Jason Tatum?
Jimmy.
Thank you.
I was.
Jimmy sticks both of them.
And I was going to say, Jason Tatum and Jason do with this Jimmy in these playoffs. But I ain't want to rattle no feathers.
Bro, it's just one game. It's okay. Like, I give it to him. Hey, Jimmy did, bro. Jimmy played really good.
Jimmy played good. He always played good in the playoffs.
The reason why it's hard for me to be like, oh, players that have been out for a year are still superstars is because, like, bro, you got to come back and prove that you're still that guy.
Okay, so like, Kawhi Leonard.
That's why I heard you say Kawhi Leonard. That's why I'm saying. Like, I'm not. That's why I didn't put him in my top 10. When I named him earlier, I didn't put him in top 10 because it's like, bro, I need you to come back. Like, that's why I didn't put Lillard up there. Because if you asking me who do I have ahead of Jimmy Butler, and I'm putting Kawhi and Lillard in there, then Jimmy Butler's not going to be my top 10 of superstars. That's just it. Like, but I didn't count those guys because we haven't seen them in a year. Well, Damian, you know, the small sample size that we have.
Kawhi Leonard, healthy.
The last time Luka Doncic played Kawhi Leonard, he dropped like 30 or 40 on him, bro. Like, he ripped him. Paul George to shreds. He ripped him and Paul George to shreds. The last time Luka played them, and that was in the playoffs. No, they did not win the series. They did not win the series.
Kawhi Leonard is not the best defensive player on the Clippers. So,
who is?
Paul George.
But he shredded him too. So,
Because he dropped 40 and all that, like, no, like, he's not.
But
the best
it wasn't just
player.
One time. He averaged 30, 14, and 9 for the series.
Because also a part of being a superstar for me is both sides of the ball.
Okay, but I hear you.
Hey,
but
what's Luka field goal percentage?
But didn't Luka?
Okay. What's his field goal percentage? Like, why are you shooting all these?
You
want to
bring up the field goal percentage?
You keep shooting. Like, of course.
Yeah, you know, and you know what?
45% this year, but his usage rate this year.
I'm talking about in the playoffs.
Thank you, Makai. No,
way more.
Thank you, Makai. Yeah, like Luka has the ball in his hands way more than Jimmy Butler. So I'm talking about his. And on top of that, yeah, we know that Luka has to carry the load.
In the playoffs, he's shooting 47%.
That's great. Every year
47
is good. What?
Listen to this.
Every year that he's been in the playoffs,
he's a point guard.
47% is not good for his position.
There's 50, 40, 90 ballers.
Bro.
50-49-47 is his playoff status as far as field goal percentage, bro. So that means the last 3 years, he's damn near 50% from field goal percentage. What do you mean that's not good?
Thank you. That's all I want to know.
I heard 47 and was like, that's not that good.
But 47, bro.
Four in the playoffs this year? Yeah, that is good.
Bro, I swear to God, bro. If y'all said something,
I'm about to see who shoots the best out of the playoffs right now.
I think it's Jimmy Butler.
I don't think there's anybody better.
I think it's Jimmy Butler.
It might be the superstar.
Nah, Jimmy Butler for sure.
It's Jimmy Butler, but he's, bro. I'm sorry, but who you play matters. Butler. Y'all had the Hawks in the first round.
I just checked Jimmy Butler.
Y'all, they had the Jazz.
Jimmy Butler in the playoffs this year is not even shooting. Let me see. Oh, actually, Jimmy does take the cake.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jimmy Butler got the highest
2%.
You said, of course, like they've been playing against people. Like, they've been, like, they've
bro, they played against the Jazz, bro. He played 3 games. Like, come on, bro.
And then he just demolished the Suns, the best team in the NBA, record-wise. Just saying.
Okay.
I mean, demolished them.
Every time we find a reason for Jimmy to be good, you find it. You go at that reason to just be like, well, he's not good because
that nigga say, "Your Honor, I object."
Who did a little bit lower, but still did the same thing. So.
Bro, he got to make the finals this year, bro. Not inside the bubble. You got to make the finals.
I respect that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Listen, at the end of his career right now, I'm telling you, I told Chuck this a week ago. I will give him superstar if he makes the finals. Because he handled your business against Trae Young. You handled your business against Harden and the Sixers. If you can beat this really good Celtics team, who I really didn't want to make the conference finals, I thought it was going to be the Bucks. And I thought that the Heat were going to have to play the Bucks. But either way, you got to play who's in front of you. And I didn't say that he had to win the finals. I said he had to make the finals. If he makes the finals, I will give him superstar, bro.
He will win because the Warriors are going to win the finals this year. But I do feel you.
I think the Warriors too soft to win the finals this year.
That's why you don't get paid to think.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I will be getting paid very soon, you know, in the near future. So it's all good. But, yeah, the Warriors soft, bro. Sorry. It's Steve Kerr, and he lead the way with that soft shit. No offense. But,
soft
yeah.
Soft shit, he winning.
Yeah, you're right. Because when they went to go beg KD to come to Golden State on me, yeah, you're right.
Begged.
Yeah,
we begged.
Oh yeah. It's reported.
Begged.
For sure.
Begged.
Y'all wasn't beating LeBron without KD.
Begged.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Begged and got some rings.
Hey, now real talk though.
But begged. Let's let that be known. No.
You know, listen, like, real talk, man, last thing I'm going to say about the Jimmy Butler thing, it's not that
last thing you going to say.
Make sure it's the right thing.
No, it's,
I might have a little bit more to say.
I didn't say y'all.
I'm just fucking with you, bro.
hey, last thing I'm going to say is, listen, man, like, as Chuck would say, he's a guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Jimmy Butler, he's a guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's good, bro. He's great.
Do me, man.
Bro, Jimmy Butler's great, bro. For real. I have so much respect for Jimmy. I've had so much respect for Jimmy Butler. But in my eyes, the eye test, like, from what I see, like, yeah. And I've seen Jimmy Butler hit big shots. But it's just, he never had that it. Like, and I'm not saying he don't have that dog in it. He's a dog. I just don't. I never really seen him having that it factor until recently, really. Until he got
Kawhi
to the
Kawhi Leonard type of superstar.
Thank you.
I think he's a Kawhi Leonard kind of guy.
And I think I'm used to because and just
you
to,
used
just
to like seeing like oh shit.
It's not that I'm seeing that. No. I get what exactly. Like it's I'm used to. My favorite players in high school were Russell Westbrook. When Donovan Mitchell came in, it was Donovan. Like I like.
These are players
so
that when
I'm
they
saying.
Drop 40, yeah. you feel you know 40. About
it. Jimmy it's not Butler even, it's dropped not even 40 that. It's the
also
it's
quiet.
It to me it's not about them the points or whatever. It's how they impact the game through their emotions. And because I'm emotionally invested. So like the way like Westbrook plays all out, like the way
okay, Donovan, but
we're talking about
0 for 32.
No,
your
favorite
player in the fucking Westbrook could go 0 for 32 with 16 assists, make no baskets and give his all. You get what I'm saying?
If we talking about emotional players, Jimmy Butler should be your favorite.
Bro, listen, I like Jimmy Butler. It's not like I don't like him, bro. It's like
he's ready to fight Pat Riley every day.
Like, I like the fact that he always getting into it with somebody. Like, really, real talk. You feel me? It's just I'm talking about his style of play and what I've seen and what I'm attracted to. I'm not saying like that's that's not the soul. I'm saying this is probably what I like. This is what I like. So this is probably why I have not been sold on him being a super. This is why I'm probably like so hard on him, because he's not the player that I'm used to enjoying watching. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like Westbrook dunking on people and yelling in the stands and that. Like Jimmy Butler, he'll hit a shot and he'll like talk smack. You feel me? And I'm with that all the way because I like that. You know, it'd be on House of Highlights and ESPN and all. Like when Jimmy Butler hit that shot in game for the Sixers. Oh, what game was that? It don't matter, bro. Game six, yeah, bro. When he thought, bro, I was, oh yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was feeling that. I ain't gonna lie, but
so you live up to the moment for it.
It's I'm more like I like players that are more. I like to watch players that are more explosive than Jimmy Butler is. That's how it is. Like that's what I'm used to seeing, and that's why it wasn't until recently I haven't been able to see him as a superstar or like upcoming superstar. You get what I'm saying? Like, at least until like the last few years, like the year before he got to the Heat, I was like, okay, Jimmy Butler's on his way up, but I still don't think he's a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. Respectfully, for sure.
I had to hear how you was wording that.
And I have to, but I also have to be honest about it too. You feel me? Like, maybe it is me being a little biased about it, but also, I also got to look at everybody else who's considered a superstar. And also, like, okay, you guys want to say John Morant's not a superstar? We can go back and forth about it. Another thing, too, that I really didn't want to say is, like, also, like, you know, superstars, superstar caliber players, like, okay, like some people say John Morant, some people don't. Top five superstars, Giannis is number one. Ooh, KD, bro, you sucked in that series. Fuck, you sucked.
A superstar.
I want Giannis. I want Joel number Kevin two. Kevin Durant. I want Giannis number one and Joel number two. I want KD three, LeBron four. I don't like Jokic as much as everybody else. But
so Joel Embiid's a superstar. When is he going to the conference finals?
I mean, okay, do we at least give Joel Embiid a pass for having to deal with Ben
No,
Simmons?
He don't get no fucking pass. He was on the same team Jimmy Butler was on.
Do we but do we get a pass this year?
No.
The furthest Joel Embiid has gotten is with
Jimmy.
So wait. That was the second round, right? Where he got eliminated this year with James Harden. Oh, wait. Let's not forget that Ben Simmons didn't play this year. Let's not forget that while Ben Simmons didn't play, Joel Embiid still carried the Sixers to the playoffs.
Ben Simmons also pretty much was not his teammate, so why are we even counting
that? Because he had to deal with that.
Ben Simmons wasn't on his team this year at all.
Can we not? Are we going to say he didn't have to deal with the media?
That's not a handicap. He wasn't on his team.
He didn't. He was down a body. That was like,
that's not. Bro, he was never intending to play. He knew coming into this.
Ben Simmons was an all defensive player, an all star caliber player.
But he knew before the season started he wasn't going to play with Ben Simmons.
You're missing the point,
bro. That's not a handicap.
Joel is a handicap because you knew that
he wasn't on my team. But
you
was never on my team. He wasn't my teammate. I can't consider that a handicap.
It is a handicap because you knew that coming in and you still performed. And you led a team that Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris.
Zion Williamson is a handicap.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Nigga who we thought he was going to play. We kept thinking he was going to play. That's a handicap because now we have to keep adjusting our game thinking that he's coming back. I knew Ben was never going to play for the Philadelphia 76ers coming into this season. He was not my teammate coming into this season.
We all knew Ben was not going
to play. This is not a handicap. I knew I wasn't going to play with Ben at all this year or ever again pretty much.
So the drama don't count. The drama don't matter. The drama don't count. Drama don't matter.
Bro, drama doesn't know count, that no. Damn drama don't count. Don't matter.
No. Do you think Kobe?
We made the playoffs, bro.
Exactly. Hold on. He made the playoffs.
The drama was over after the All-Star break. Okay. So he was a playoff team. Where's your drama when the playoffs start?
Okay, hold on. Okay, fine. Okay, y'all want to dismiss the drama? Fine.
That's not
Joel Embiid play with another All-Star caliber player before the James Harden trade? Was he playing
Jimmy Butler?
No. I'm talking about this year to make the playoffs. Was he playing with it while he was front running for MVP? Did he play with another All-Star caliber player before they
Tobias
got Harden?
Harris.
Who Harden who was Tobias a shell Harris. Of himself when he got James Harden. Harden took nine shots in an elimination game.
Tobias Harris.
You said All-Star.
You asked me, was there an All-Star caliber player?
So, Tobias Harris made the All-Star.
Hold on, Tobias Harris.
Okay, my bad. I should have been more specific. Did he make the All-Star team this year?
I don't know. Actually.
That's what I meant. Tobias Harris didn't make no All-Star team this year. Joel Embiid dragged that team to the playoffs.
James Harden made the All-Star team this year?
Oh, nope.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's so great. That's great.
So he never
great.
Played with an All-Star
so
caliber player.
He did it.
So
exactly. Exactly. So you're telling me, okay, so Joel Embiid not a superstar for dragging that team to the playoffs
He's not.
Wow.
He may have not played with an All-Star caliber player, but I'm not going to say Joel Embiid didn't have no fucking help.
Was Westbrook not a superstar when he dragged that team to the playoffs?
What?
I'm just saying, bro.
Westbrook?
No, because y'all talking about...
Never not a superstar. When was that in question?
Bro, until how was Joel Embiid not a superstar? He just dragged the team to the playoffs and lost in the second round.
You could lose in the second round.
Exactly,
bro.
Superstar. Like, you said what?
Okay.
You can lose in the second round and still be a superstar.
Okay, exactly. So how's he
okay, so that means Jimmy should be considered a superstar then, by your rules. Because he lost in the second round before. I'm just going off what you're saying.
Got
it. I'm just going off what you're saying. I'm not switching words up or nothing.
Here's what I forgot to bring up before you started.
Like, here he go.
I got food right here. Like, bro, let me give you a break. Jimmy Butler is the Chuck, explain this to me, bro. Jimmy, the team that the Heat have right now is built around Jimmy, who disappeared. Oh no, you gotta come back. You gotta come back.
Oh, Chuck left?
Yeah, he gotta come back. Hey, nah.
Don't be pissing off the homies, man.
But Chuck explained it to me, bro. He told me that the team now that the Heat have is built around Jimmy Butler, which, you know, it makes sense, but
it's a way more gritty team, yeah.
But how many teams have been built around Jimmy Butler? Like, superstars are also the centerpiece of their team. And it's like, dude, like, and then now he's the centerpiece of the Heat. But leading up to it, it's like he had to find a home.
I can't blame Jimmy Butler because of mistakes other coaches made.
Wow.
Because if it was up to me, I would have built the Timberwolves around Jimmy Butler.
Or me. But they wouldn't have had Anthony
Edwards. If it was up to me, though.
They wouldn't have
had Anthony Edwards. But it's also on a player to be what is that word called? No, he's versatile. When you have
coachable.
The ability,
you're supposed to be able to be coachable.
Coachable, but there's also another word. Like, there's also another word.
Adaptation.
You're supposed to be able to work with the organization, bro. And adaptable. I feel like Jimmy Butler butts heads with management way too much. Like, I just don't.
Because he knows more. But see, also too, I'm gonna say this, and I'm really speaking for Jimmy on that.
Jimmy
knows more about basketball and the play of basketball than some of the people that was trying to coach him.
And that's a fact.
So that's why it looks like he's bumping heads, but it's like, you know, you telling me to pass the ball when I have a wide open lane, I'm gonna shoot. Come on. But you
don't
know that if you don't
watch
basketball.
Cerebral players, like players that you know study their opponents and breaks their opponents down and really sits there hours on end. Like, all right, I know I'm finna play Jason Tatum tonight. I've been watching Jason Tatum since fucking round one.
Exactly. Of his first playoffs.
You feel like players like that, you have to. That makes a superstar to me. Players who can play like that,
who go out their way to really do what it needed for their team to win.
Joel Embiid also was considered for MVP. Literally was leading the race. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah,
bro.
I know that. I was hoping he was the one who fucking won it.
When you're in first place and somebody passed you and then they crossed the line before you, did you win the race?
You didn't, but okay. you were considered an MVP candidate. That's something Jimmy Butler's never
Well, did. No, you can't use a race because at least you still get a second place title. There ain't no second place.
Ain't no trophies for losing, bro.
Being
in second place is being the first to lose.
Jimmy Butler never been a top five player.
Well, it's also being in a position to be in that close to lose, though.
Never.
Some people are not even in the second position.
And you know how to be top five. Joel Embiid for being in position to be considered the most valuable player.
Okay, and you don't have to be top five to be a superstar, but damn, at least one point in time in your career, are you gonna at least be top five? Like, he's never been top five. Ever. And you can say his position okay, but not in the league.
Based on his position and the needs of the position, they do always think about it. All of us can say five small forwards / guards that plays the same position as Jimmy that we can name. Giannis being one of them, LeBron being another. You know, like it's. I get it, but also to his usage, and like you said, he did not find a full home yet. You can kind of tell when he plays. I mean, you can tell by how he plays where his home is. But also, too, you got to make it a home for him. That's another thing, too, that they don't do for Jimmy. It's like, oh, yeah, come in here and play. Like, no, like, give him.
Miami loves Jimmy.
Exactly. The city loves Jimmy, too. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, bro.
That's crazy.
Ooh, damn, this is crazy, bro. This was a crazy little debate.
Yeah, this Jimmy Butler takes.
I told you I'm gonna fight for Jimmy Butler to the day I drop, bro.
Bro, I don't know, bro. Still, like, I don't know. I mean, you feel me? Because all I felt like I said was pretty accurate. Like,
I feel like my counter argument was a lot more accurate because I went off of your standard.
I also continue to add criteria as we go,
which is really fucked up. That's like when you play it with a little kid and they be like invisible shield. Like, that shit, like, that's fucked up
because, bro, because I didn't get a chance, bro. I didn't get a chance to really write this stuff down. Like, I always think about it, but I never write it down. So I'm like, okay, accolades, numbers, elevation of team, league leader, any statistical category. But I gotta fix that. Not league leader, but at least lead your team. So team leader, I'm gonna put team leader. I can put league leader, team leader, team leader in any statistical category. I should have put two. Any two statistical category. Now I sound like I'm making it harder for him. It's crazy.
But
Jimmy Butler has led his team in points and steals before multiple times, so you know it's not too bad.
Well, believe it or not, season yet since Minnesota yet.
You got the numbers.
Yeah, no, but they're not even better than the Minnesota numbers yet. You get what I'm saying?
That's because Minnesota needed a leader, and he was the thing is they
Miami
them guys
does too.
No, but I'm saying them guys weren't built to follow Jimmy. Like Jimmy, like they wasn't like Patrick Beverly. He's not a Patrick Beverly not a star at all. Like he's nowhere near like an offensive juggernaut or somebody that can carry a team or elevate a team. So he, I think, was the right push for Carl. Jimmy was not. Like, Jimmy is going to take over the game, but he also going to try to put the ball in your hands, too, to get you to come along. And he going to get on you for not at least taking your shots. You know what I'm saying? At least trying. I think that's what it is. Like, Jimmy Butler wants you to try at the very least. And I don't think Wiggins and Carl was – it was just reported that they didn't care about that.
Mentality-wise, they weren't
ready. Yeah.
They weren't ready to be pushed.
But yeah, bro.
People used to have the same problem with Kobe.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And Kobe, and again, Kobe was one of those cerebral type of opponents and strap niggas up and play both sides of the ball just like Jimmy. I'm not saying Jimmy is Kobe-esque. I'm just saying.
A little bit, though. I'll say it.
Okay. I just don't be wanting to say nothing to ruffle no feathers. It's what I'm – whenever I say stuff like that, I was definitely thinking it. I just didn't want to say it.
I mean, I'll say it just so you can say it because I think there is some Kobe there.
Mentality-wise, definitely. The way that they approach the game, definitely. I don't want to say that the way that they play because they definitely don't play the same. But, mentality-wise, the way they approach the game, Definitely.
Hey, we're gonna have to revisit this tomorrow.
For sure, man.